Okay, today's daf is daf Tezvav, and we are on Tezvav. Just to go back, so yesterday we saw the Mishnah, and then we had a machlokas regarding a conditional neder. You know, neder is going to be chal if a certain condition is met. So everyone agreed, right? Both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nachman agreed that if the condition is first day one, the condition is on day one, and you know if they do something on day one, then the neder is going to be chal on day two. You're permitted to violate the neder on day one because everyone, even Rabbi Yehuda, agrees that he'll be careful with the neder part, and therefore on day two he won't violate the neder. The machlokas was if the neder is on day one, meaning if I do something tomorrow, then this water will be ushered to me today. So the question is whether or not I can drink this today and not be concerned about violating the condition tomorrow. So if Nachman would say, yeah, people are just as careful about the condition, about the Tanai, as they are of the neder. So don't worry, you can drink it today. So tomorrow, just don't violate the condition. But Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Yehuda says no, that people are careful about the neder, but they're not careful about the Tanai. The case that the Gemara... What? So that's the machlokas. So Rav Nachman says, no, we're not concerned about it. Rav Yehuda says, we are concerned about it. So, I mean, the case that Gemara gave is, konem ishan hayom im ishan l'machar. Sleep should be usher to me today, or my eyes should be usher to have sleep, you know, because you have to put the chal on the chifetz, would be usher to me today if I sleep tomorrow. So can you sleep today? Should you be concerned that you're going to fall asleep tomorrow? So Rav Nachman says, sleep today, big deal, just don't sleep tomorrow. He just says, no, you may not sleep today, because we're concerned that tomorrow you will sleep. So now we're going to pick up, and the Gemara is going to ask, most of the rest of the Gemara is going to ask on the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Right, again, Rabbi Yehuda says, konim eina b'shena hayom, ishan l'machar, he is forbidden from sleeping today, meaning the day of the Tanai. And the Gemara is now going to try to figure, first going to try to ask from our Mishnah, first the Gemara is going to try to figure out the case of our Mishnah, then they're going to ask from it. So Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, individual says, Konam Shani Yashen. He asks on himself via neder, sleep. Shani Mahalech, that I'll walk. Shani Medaber, that I'll speak. So the Gemara says, Hechidami. What is the case? Ilei Mekidakatani. If you're going to say it's exactly, literally, what the Mishnah says, Shani Yashen, Konam, that I will not sleep, Mihavi Nidra. That's not a neder, because it's not Kalam Dover Sheyesh Bamamish. It doesn't have, there's no physical. I think that's being chal upon. Sleep is intangible, right? He says, "Mi havi nidra v'hatnan." We have a Mishnah, or Ron says it's a Tanya, but it's a Tosefta. V'hatnan chomer b'shvuos. A shvuah is more chomer. There's a list of things where a shvuah is more chomer than a neder, and some things where a neder is more chomer than a shvuah. One of the instances where a shvuah is more chomer than a neder is shahashvuos chalos al davar sheish bo mamish v'al davar she'em bo mamish. It's chal even if it's not on a tangible item, even if it's just an action. It's chal upon, because it's the idea with the chefetz gavra. Neder focuses on the chefetz. So there has to be a chefetz for it to be focused on. Shavuot is on the gavra, so it doesn't matter. Whatever the guy says he's not going to do, he's not going to do. I swear I won't sleep, a guy can say. That's fine, because it's on the gavra. But sleep should be also to me. It's not a tangible item. So he says, so Masha Inc., right? It's Shavuot. Chalos al davar sheish bo mamish ve al davar she'ein bo mamish masha enkei bendarim as opposed to nedarim and ve sheina davar she'ein bo mamishu and sheina is something that's not tangible. The amar konim, so what's the case? So ella the amar konim enai b'sheina, my eyes should be usher to me for sleeping. So you have to before he says the isra schal on his eyes, that his eyes are forbidden from getting hana from sleep, and therefore the neder will chal. So that's the neder. The neder is talking about his eyes. Gemara says, okay, so now wait a second. So how long does he make? What's the duration of this neder? The idlo yav shiura, again, we're still trying to figure out the cases in our Mishnah. So if idlo yav shiura, if we're talking about a case where he didn't give a set time for how long his eyes are forbidden from getting benefit from sleep, so then that's open-ended. They can't have an open-ended. Can't have open-ended regarding sleep because it's a physical impossibility. I mean,
3 days.
What? Yeah. That's what the Gemara says. 3 days. Residents may tell you something else, but it's it's 3 days, right? Mishav kinale. Do we listen to him?
Or attorneys?
Right. Nah, attorneys fall asleep. Mishav kinale. Right. Do we mishav kinale? Add the upper issue by Yachel. Do we just wait until he falls asleep and let him violate by Yachel? The Amar. Right. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says Shvuah Shlishi Shloshi Yomim. Guy says takes a swears and he will not sleep for 3 days. Malkin also. You know, you interpret it the way.
Makkah's tomorrow, it's a 24 hour period.
What can, where in the Mishnah does it say Makkah?
I won't speak today, I'm not allowed to speak today.
It's not in the Mishnah. That's the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yochanan. That's not the Mishnah. You're reading the Brisa that we brought down. We're trying to figure out what the case of the Mishnah is. The Mishnah so nowhere says Lamacha. The Mishnah simply says Kodem Shani Yashem. Don't say Macha. So he says either Lo Yavishura Mishav Kinley and Avar Isra by Yachav Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shvua Shlo Isha and Shlosha Yomim. Guy takes an oath. He swears not to sleep for 3 days. Malkin Oso V'Yoshan Alter. Give him Malkus right away because Machlokus why give him Malkus. Ran says give him Malkus for Shvua Shav and V'Yoshan Alter. He sleeps right away because it's impossible for him to keep the nether. He can't stay awake for a complete 72-hour period. According to the Gemara, you can't stay awake for 72-hour period. So therefore, you give him machlokes. What do you give him machlokes? Or Ran says shvua shav. Others say no. The shvua shav means that shvua was never chal. So he's, and then you give him machlokes over there. I'm not sure what the machlokes are. This is malkinos. So it doesn't say.
Is he getting the
shvua? Every onus in the Gemara is going to be with the Sanhedrin, Masach Sanhedrin things. If you have hasra, you have to have the whole thing. That's a given. Don't kill. Don't bite. Don't pick. Don't throw the stone through the window. Don't rip the car, don't cook the item on Shabbos. Every single time you talk about an onish in the Gemara, it talks about following the rules of Hasara. Otherwise, there are other punishments. Okay, so it can't be that he's the case. So the case can't be that he's. First, we said the case can't be that he swore not to, that he took a net not to sleep because that doesn't not follow, that's no chayfet. So it says eyes. Then he said, oh, it can't be for an unlimiteration because you can't have an unlimiteration. It's somebody swore you can't have an oath. For an unlimited duration for not to sleep, so too, why a nether? So, Ella, what's the case? The case is now going to say it's similar to what we discussed in the Braisa. The Amar, the guy says, Konam Einai Bishani Lamachar, my eyes should be usher to receive benefit from sleep tomorrow, Im Ishan Hayom, meaning he asks on himself to sleep tomorrow with a tonight if he sleeps today. So the Tehan of our Mishnah says that it is usher for him to sleep today. Because that's right, what does it say? It says, Konem Shani Yashon. He says, Harezo Belo Yachab Devaro. That's what he says. So the Gemara says that we're Choshesh, maybe he will sleep tomorrow, right, and violate the Neder. So the Gemara says, no, Ha Amarta Kol B'Isuri Mizdaher. The case can't be that Konim Ein B'Shein Lamachar in Eishon Hayom, because everyone, even Rabbi Yehuda, agrees that if the neder is the second part, right? It's the conditional neder. The neder is the second part. Everyone agrees that you'll be careful and not violate the neder. So certainly, if you say Konim Ein B'Shein Lamachar in Eishon Hayom, everyone agrees you're allowed to sleep today because you're not going to sleep tomorrow because tomorrow is the day of the neder. The question is whether tomorrow is the day of the tanai. That's the machlokas. So, Karamart Kobi Surim is Daher, and therefore, so you can sleep today. So, why does the Mishnah see? They seem to be saying that the Mishnah says that it's Bal Yachal if you sleep today. It's not going to be Bal Yachal if you sleep today, because everyone says you can sleep today, because the Neder is tomorrow. So, what's the case? El Pshita, I don't know why it's so partial, but the Gemara says it's Pshita that the case in the Mishnah is, the Amar Konem Ein Abishena Hayom, Im Ishan Limachar. My eyes should be usher to benefit from sleep today if I sleep tomorrow. So the neder is for day one sleep, and the tanai is if I sleep tomorrow. So the problem, and
what's the issue?
What do you mean, what's the issue? We're trying to ask a question on Rabbi Yehuda.
I know what I'm saying. Is this the.
We're trying to figure out what the case of the Mishnah is. Same, that's the case of the Mishnah, where the guy says, the Omer Konim Einai, right? Konim Einai B'Shein Hayom Im Ishan Limachar. That's going to be the case of the Mishnah. So now that we've proved what the case of the Mishnah is, the case of the Mishnah can't be where he takes a neder that I won't sleep, because that, not a chayfetz. Can't be an open-ended neder, because that's impossible. It can't be a case where he says, my eyes, if I sleep tomorrow, if I sleep today, that can't be the case, because everyone agrees you can sleep today, because tomorrow is going to be the neder. So the case of the Mishnah is, Konim Einai, B'Shein Hayom Im Ishan Lamachar. The case is where I make the condition tomorrow for an Neder Chal today. So that's the case of the Mishnah. So now, even though we didn't see, now that we've read that into the Mishnah. So if that's the case of the Mishnah, so the Gemara says, V'ilo, right now the Gemara is going to explain, V'ilo Nayim Hayom. If the case of the Mishnah is where he's talking about a case where he did not sleep today, right, Ki Nayim Lamachar Ma Bayachal Dvar Ika. If he doesn't sleep today, so he didn't trigger the Tanai. So what bal yachal does the Mishnah talk about? The Mishnah says it's bal yachal, which means you violate an eder. So what bal yachal is there? If I didn't sleep today, well, then there's no bal yachal tomorrow. So it must be the case, ela binayim. Must be a case where he slept today. He slept the day of the neder. So the day of the neder, but you have to wait till tomorrow to see if the neder is chal l'mapreya, whether he violated the condition or not,
what's
by
today?
Sleeping on money.
What's today?
Today, the 24-hour period of today. What's the difference?
No, is it till nightfall? And that's tomorrow, or
it,
till
whatever it is. That's what it is.
Tuesday. Today is today.
So either it means the beginning of the day from nightfall, or the 24-hour period. What's the difference? However you want to define it, that's going to be the day.
I'm saying, if he makes it Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock, is it till 9 o'clock that PM, or is it till tomorrow morning?
I don't know, but whatever it is, that's going to be the nether. Whatever, why, it doesn't make a difference.
Dozing, not dozing. I can stay up till 9 o'clock at night, but I don't know if I can stay up till tomorrow.
So don't make the nether.
Don't make the nether.
I don't know what I'm saying.
Don't make the nether.
Okay. You're making the nether yourself.
Don't make that nether then. So it must be a case where he, bedelo noyim. It must be a case where he did not sleep the day, but he did not sleep.
First day.
Ela v'denoy. It must be a case where he did sleep on the first day. He slept on the first day. Alma isay denoyim. So therefore you see that he's permitted to sleep. Right? I mean, it's a very fach question, Rabbi Yehuda. He's permitted to, therefore alma asay denoyim. So you see that he is permitted to sleep, and therefore he's permitted to sleep on the nether day, and we'll let him worry about it on the conditional day. And that's a question of Rabbi Yehuda, who says he's not allowed to sleep on the nether day because we're worried he's going to violate the condition. So the Gemara says, no. It doesn't mean that he's permitted to do it l'chachila. The case is if he did. Ki katani, the inayim. If, what do you mean he violated bal yachal? If he slept on the first, right? If he slept on the first day, then he has to be very careful not to sleep on the second day because he can come to violate bal yachal, right? Is that how you read it? To you, to the Rabbi Yehuda, the key katani. Samar says, what does it mean when he says harezim v'val yachal? He gets val yachal inayim. If he sleeps today, he will go to val. He could come to the violation of val yachal if he sleeps tomorrow. So the Mishnah is actually a proof to Rabbi Yehuda, meaning be very careful not to sleep today because tomorrow, if you violate the condition, you'll then come about to violate val yachal. That's right. So that's question number one. The answers are so obvious. I don't know what the Havan mean to this.
What's the question?
Okay, we'll do it again. We established
the case. Now what's the question?
The question is, though, so it must be, we need to get the case today. The case is the question. He says, Idilo Naim Hayom. The question, the guy says, Konim Eina Mishena Hayom. The nether is today. If I sleep tomorrow. That's the case in the Mishnah we've established. That's the case in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, you violate Bal Yachal. So how can you violate Bal Yachal? If I didn't sleep on day one, I'm not going to violate Bal Yachal, because I didn't sleep on the day of the neder. So it must be a case where I did sleep on day one. And I violate Bal, and therefore, if I sleep on day two, I'll violate the neder. But how can you have slept on day one? Rabbi Yehuda says you're not allowed to sleep on day one. So the Gemara says, okay, it doesn't say that you're allowed to sleep on day one. It's if you fell asleep on day one, then you have a problem because you're going to violate Bal Yachal if you sleep on day two. Your problem is that the answer is so obvious. That's what do you mean? Let's do it again. Look inside. It says Idlo Naim Ayom. What is the case? Idlo Naim Ayom. If the Mishnah is talking about a case where he says, if the case is where he says, I'm not allowed to sleep today if I sleep tomorrow. So if he didn't sleep today, right, which is the nether day. Nether day is Sunday, condition day is Monday. So if he doesn't sleep on Sunday, who cares what he does on Monday?
Tonight is Monday.
Tonight is day two. So if he doesn't sleep on Sunday, day one, which is the nether day, so who cares if he triggers the nether tomorrow by sleeping? He didn't sleep on the nether day. So it's fine. So it must be a case where he did sleep on the nether day. And then he did sleep on the nether day. So the Gemara says, how can it be that he slept on the nether day according to Rabbi Yehuda? He's not allowed to sleep on the nether day. So he says, Eino Chanami is not allowed to sleep on the nether day. But the Mishnah talking case is where he happened to do it anyway. He wasn't supposed to, but he did.
So if he
slept on the nether day, he has to be careful not to sleep tomorrow because he'll violate Bal Yachal. Because then he'll trigger if he sleeps.
So the nether was he can't sleep both days.
No, the nether is he can't sleep one day. One day is the nether, one day is the condition.
He blew it
by sleeping on the nether day.
Why does he violate the nether right there? If he sleeps on Sunday, isn't he violating the whole thing?
Only if he falls asleep on Monday.
I won't sleep Monday if I sleep Sunday.
No, the other way. I won't sleep on Sunday if I don't sleep if I if I I won't I can't sleep on Sunday if I sleep on Monday. Right. So he's did, if he did,
sleeps on Sunday, then he has to stay up all day Monday.
Correct.
Right.
Correct. So Rabbi Yehuda doesn't allow you to sleep on Sunday. So he wants to say, Nechanami, who doesn't allow you to sleep on Sunday? But half the Mishnah's case is, if he happens to have fallen asleep on Sunday, be careful not to sleep on Monday, because then you'll violate Bar Yaakov.
Yeah, exactly my sentiments.
Okay, so the Gemara says, Rabbeinu gives another answer, another way to say it, the Mishnah goes like Yehuda, Le'olam Kidekatani. It's really like we said originally. Originally we said that the Mishnah, the case is, Konan Einai B'Sheinai. B'Sheinai. We say, how could that be? It's Lachal Nechefetz. He says, no, Umar Ba'yachel, it's Ba'yachel Midirabanan. It's Ba'yachel Midirabanan, because Midirabanan, that Nedir is Chal, even without falling on a Chefetz. So the Gemara says, "Omika b'ayachal mi'derabanan." Does that concept even exist that you can have b'ayachal mi'derabanan? Gemara says, "In yes, v'hatanya is a v'hatanya b'nichusa. This is a proof. V'hatanya dvarim hamutarim, things that are mutar min adin. V'acherim nahago behen iser, and some people hold upon themselves iser mitzvah mechumra or derech priestess. They say something that's really mutar. They say is aser." I ata rashai latiram bifnehem. It is forbidden for you to make a horah before them to tell them that what they're saying is what they're doing is mutter. You also can't do the mutter thing in front of them. Shneamar, the pasuk says lo yachal devaro. That's what the brisa says. The concept of lo yachal devaro, because mitar rabbanon, this is lo yachal devaro if they violate this minhag. I'm not sure like what minhag consequence looks like. Gebrachs come to this level. I don't know what type of. It always goes back to Gebrach, yeah, but I don't know what type of minog this would be. But you see here that there is a certain type of minog that group B is saying that this has this minog to say that something is usher, and we know for a fact as a group A that this thing is mutter. So you're not allowed to tell them that this thing is mutter, and they are not allowed to go ahead and then proceed and act on that and do the what's mutter because they minog is usher. There's a lot without hetter nedar without Shaila, because it's Bayachal Devarav. But what Bayachal Devarav? They take a neder. No, it's Bayachal Devarabanan. So too here, we have a concept of Bayachal Devarabanan. Our case, the case of our Mishnah is, when the guy says, I take a neder, I'm not going to sleep, so he violates Bayachal Devarabanan, even though it's not Chal Midoraisa, because it's not Chal Nechefetz, it's indeterminate amount of time, but nevertheless, it's Chal Midorabanan. So now we're going to ask again on Rabbi Yehuda. Again, Rabbi Yehuda says that you have a conditional Tanai. Right, the conditional neder. The neder will take place on Sunday if I do something on Monday. Rabbi Yehuda says, do not violate the neder on Sunday because I am concerned that you will violate the tanai on Monday. Rabbi Yehuda, Nachman says, do what you want today. Focus on tomorrow. Just don't set off the condition. So now we're going to ask on Rabbi Yehuda again. It's a Mishnah later on in the Masechta.
How are they really both agreeing? If you're good on Monday, then you're good. Even if you violate Sundays.
Of course, but now I'm sitting on Sunday. What am I permitted to do on Sunday? What am I permitted to do on Sunday?
That's true.
What am I permitted to do on Sunday? Rav Nachman says, do whatever you want on Sunday. All I'm concerned about is just don't trigger it on Monday. Rav Yehuda says, don't do it today, because I don't trust you to not trigger it tomorrow.
Right, but they're both, obviously, if he's a good boy on Monday, then he's good. Everyone
no problem. No problem, but we're standing on Sunday.
Right.
What is he permitted to do on Sunday? Rav Nachman says, you can do what you want on Sunday. Rav says, don't violate the neder part.
No problem?
Who?
Rav Nachman says,
yeah, because you have to worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow is the Tanai day.
Right. You can
be careful.
Not have to worry
be careful. Rav Yehuda says, most people are going to be lax about the Tanai. So don't, if since you're going to be lax about the Tanai tomorrow, focus on the day today. And Rav Nachman says, focus on tomorrow. Because tomorrow is the day where everything hinges upon. So the Gemara says, Tanai, we learned in the Mishnah on Daf Nun Zayin. Person says, to his wife, like this case, at nehenes li ad Pesach im telchi lebeis avicha ad achag. So, a person tells, standing on Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, and he tells his wife, "You are forbidden to get hanah from me until Pesach, right? Until it's coming Pesach. If you go to your father's house from now until next Sukkot, so hanah is usher from me till Pesach. If you go to your father's house for the whole calendar year till Sukkot." So the halcha lifnei Pesach, if she goes to her father's house before Pesach, so what's the halacha? She violates the tanai, she violates the condition, and therefore asur b'hanaso ad Pesach. So therefore, she's not allowed to get hana until Pesach. Now, question Gemara says halcha lifnei Pesach asura. If she goes to her father's house before, I don't know what was going on in relationships back then. Where it seems like neder was some sort of their dharm were some sort of method of fighting in those days and age. That these are. All right. I mean, I'll take another. I won't go to my.
There was no credit cards.
Right. So you had to do something. So. What? I didn't finish the statement.
How can he make a nether on the wife like that?
He makes a nether like this? No, it's only Benol Benol.
What do you mean? He has to get a get? If he limits her from going to her father's house.
But this is only for a set period of time. A limited period of time.
I understand that. But how could it ever make it different?
Right.
Right. I don't understand how it can have the power to enforce this.
That's what the Neder says. I'm allowed to have power. The question is who gets Malchus. Malchus Rishonim, who gets Malchus? The Neder is violated. That's the Malchus. Ram brings out a Malchus Rishonim about that. So again, the case is, so it's, you are usher to get Hanar for me until Pesach if you go to your parents' house through Sukkot. So if she went to her father's house, before Pesach, he can't have anav from him until Pesach because the condition was met. Yeah. So now the Gemara makes a diuk. Halchal lifnei haPesach. The Mishnah said if she went before Pesach, then she's aser. But lo halchal lo. If she doesn't go until Pesach, meaning from the time he made the neder till Pesach comes, she doesn't go to her father's house.
Right.
Right, so the diuk is that she is permitted through this period of time to get hanar from her husband because the condition hasn't been met, and we're not concerned. The Mishnah seems to be saying that we're not concerned that maybe she'll violate the condition from Pesach till Sukkot. We're not concerned that she's going to violate the condition. That's a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda, who's concerned that you'll violate the condition, right? Lo halchalo. So that's a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda because you see from here a person's going to even be nizhar with the Tanai. So Amar Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Abba answers no. Halcha lifnei haPesach asura viloka.
You get Malchus.
If she went before Pesach, then it's usher for her to go to the father's house. And if she does go to the father's house, not only is it usher, it's also Malchus. Again, the Machlokas we showed them is who gets the Malchus, right? Does he get the Malchus because he made the neder, or does she get the Malchus because she violated it? The Ran's, look at the last Dibur Maskil in the Ran on Tezvav. He says halcha asura nasa viloka klomer loka he. She gets the Malchus. Avalhu ainu loka shaharei lo asa shum iser el shidira. He didn't do anything aser. He just made a net there. Skip down two more lines. Aval rabam zal kasov loka who? He gets the Malchus. Why? Shehidira im hano. So he made the net there. Right? Avalhi ainu loka. She doesn't get Malchus. The kavdol nudra klal. She never made the net there. So lo shayach balo yachal dvarov. The Rambam does argue. So you have to figure out how that Malchus works.
Leave her alone. I mean, she's just a victim. Yeah.
Pretty much. So the Gemara says, so the answer is, Amar Rabbi Abba, halcha lifnei haPesach asur v'loka, lo halcha asur v'alma. If she doesn't go before Pesach, then she's still forbidden to go to her father's house until Sukkot, according to Rabbi Yehuda, because we're concerned that she's going to violate, that's because that's going to violate the...
Right now it's...
Because we're concerned she's going to violate the Tanai.
Now it's Purim. Is she allowed to eat from the Purim? She has no idea what she's
that's
doing.
That's the machlokas.
She has no idea what she's doing at the Pesach.
That's the machlokas. So according to Rav Yehuda, no. According to Rav Yehuda, the husband makes the tenender that you're not allowed to get another for me until Pesach if you go to my father's house through Shavuot. So now we're standing after Pesach. It's after the time of the neder. But the problem is, the neder can still be triggered if she goes to her father's house from now until Sukkot. So Rav Yehuda says she's not allowed to go to her father's house from now until Sukkot. She's not allowed to get she's not allowed to get Hana from now until Sukkot, because the possibility exists.
No, it's only until Pesach he made the thing until Pesach.
The condition is can she get Hana prior to Pesach? Right, it's after Pesach, she's getting Hana, we're done. Prior to Pesach, she does not go to her father's house.
Right.
She's not allowed to go to the father's house. So according to Rebuta, she's not allowed to go, because we're concerned that if she goes to her father's house, she's not allowed to get Hanar from her husband, because we're concerned that she may go from now all the way to Sukkot and get to her father's house.
Why don't you say that's a faulty nether?
Why is it a faulty nether?
Because it's Nai lasts for much longer than
Where's that rule? Sugar. Where's that rule?
I don't know, because it doesn't make sense.
Why not?
Because once Pesach comes, that's it. So it doesn't make a difference anymore if she goes to her father.
Okay, so if Pesach comes with and she has not benefited from her husband, then it's done.
Right.
Okay, no, everyone agrees to that.
No, because at night goes until Sukkot.
It's the same thing as saying, if I don't sleep, I'm us to sleep today, if I sleep tomorrow. So if I don't sleep today, I'm done. If she never got benefit from her husband from till Pesach, then that's fine. So go to her father's house on, go to your father's house on Shavuos. Big deal. You never got hana before. And what'd you trigger? The neder's gone. The question is whether she got hana before Pesach. That would be the problem. If the neder's not going to be chal, there's no trigger.
What does it mean
not
getting hana? She's just in the house, the
light's
on. So
that's the semantic. Figure out what hana means. You're not getting hana. Yeah, separated. If that's how you want to say it, she'll be separated from it. She's not going to get any benefit whatsoever.
How does she survive if she doesn't have a job?
She has her own money. She lives by her kids.
She goes to her parents' house.
She lives by her kids. Whatever, it's semantic. Well, that's a detail. You figure out what the case is.
You have to figure it all by yourself.
That's the case.
According to my daughter, who says that the father, that the husband gets not kids, she'll go and she's going to get the locks anyway. Beat the heck out of
him. Okay.
Doesn't make any sense.
So, aim a sefer. So the Gemara says, we'll ask on the sefer of that Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if she went to her father's house after Pesach, right, she goes to the father's house after Pesach, b'val yachal d'varo. She violated b'val yachal. So what's the only way she could have violated b'val yachal if she goes to her father's house after Pesach is if she got hana prior to Pesach. So she didn't get hana, there was no trigger. So he says, v'idilo is hani lifnei Pesach mika b'val yachal. If she didn't get hana before Pesach, how's the b'val yachal? Must be the case, elopshita is hane. She did get hana from her father's house before Pesach. Alam is hane. So you see, she's allowed. You see, she's permitted to get hana before Pesach and we only get hana before Pesach and just don't go after Pesach. So it's a question of Rabbi Yehuda. It's not a question of Rabbi Yehuda. It's not saying that she's not permitted. It's a future of Rabbi Yehuda. Exactly. So Kikatani. Kikatani. Welcome to the Gemara. He says Kikatani di e is hane harezim b'av yachal. It's if she gets hana, then she'll violate b'av yachal. Let's say she's permitted. And she went to her father's house after Pesach. And Mar says, Bal Yachel. It's Bal Yachel if she got hana before Pesach, and she went to her father's house after Pesach, then she violated this. Not saying that she's supposed to, she's allowed to take get hana before
him. Anyway.
What? She did anyway. Because what he's saying is true. Why is she going to listen to him? If he's the one who's going to get Malchus, why is she going to listen to him? Another way, no skin off her back. You made a neder and not allowed to get hana. If I violate the neder, you're going to get Malchus? Whatever, I'm going to go. I'll go. Right, I hear. I hear.
Sure.
Okay, next question of Rabbi Yehuda. Tanan, another. We're learning this.
It's fair on the share.
Another. Tanan, Sha'at nehetli ad hachag im telchli beis avicha ad pesach. So I think the case is the guy standing on Sukkot. It says you cannot get hana for my stuff until next Sukkot.
It's reverse.
Until next Sukkot, im telchli beis avich ad pesach. Meaning there's a 12-month period not allowed to get hana if you go to your father's house in the next six months. So what happens? Halcha lefnei Pesach. She goes before Pesach. So obviously, if she goes before Pesach, asur b'hana so ad hachag. She goes tomorrow, so she's not allowed to get benefit from him now for the 12-month period. But umuteres leilech achar ha-Pesach. But she's allowed to go after Pesach. Right, because he's only said that you're not allowed to go till Pesach. Once Pesach passes, right before Pesach. Once Pesach passes, she's permitted to go. That's pretty obvious. So Gemara says, Halcha, if she went to her father's house before Pesach, that's when Asura. But lo Halcha, lo. If she does not go to her father's house,
it's not obvious.
1 second, I think I read the case wrong. Okay, let's do it again. The Mishnah says, "At nenet li adachag im telchi lebeis avich ad pesach." So halcha lifnei pesach, right? Then the tanai is triggered, right? Asura, she can't have hana from her husband till a pesach. Umuteres lalech, but once pesach passes, she's permitted to go. Once pesach passes, she's permitted to go to her father's house. So the Gemara makes a diuk. Dafka im halcha to her father's house before Pesach and the neder is chal. That's when it's usher to get hana from her husband. But lo halcha
till
circus. But lo halcha if she doesn't go before Pesach, lo, it's not usher. Meaning she's permitted to. If she doesn't go till Pesach, she's still permitted to get hana from him the entire time. Meaning we're not concerned that she's going to violate the Tanai, which is another question of Rabbi Yehuda. Well, it's going to be the same answer, I guess. So Amar Rava says, "Hu adin afilu lo halcha asura." Even if she doesn't go to her father's house, she's still not permitted to get hana from the husband because, you know, we're concerned that she'll trigger the tanai. Halcha asura v'loka lo halcha asura v'alma. If she went and then gets hana, then she's not allowed to get hana, and she gets mal. And there's the Malchus case because she violated the neder. But if she didn't go to the father's house until Pesach, she's still not permitted to get hana from the husband because we're concerned she will through Pesach. She's concerned that she may go and trigger the neder by violating the tanai. So that's the same answer again. You know, that we gave before. Just the different.
Wait, could she make the same hana?
What?
Did she make a law also?
She can make a neder, but he has the right. He has the right to be. He has the right to be made for the neder, and if he doesn't, the neder's chal.
Same idea. I'm not going to have tashmish for you.
Well, tashmish is a different thing. We'll get to that in a moment. That's the end. That's the end. That tashmish was a different thing. We'll get to that in a minute. What? We'll see. We'll get to it at the end of the daf.
That's
his way too. So they're asking the base measures. Kikar zo alai hayom. This bread is usher to me today. Im eilech lamakam flowing lamachar. If I go daven somewhere else tomorrow, right? So the Gemara says. So the Brisa there says, achal. If I ate today the bread today, hareze beval yelech. Now you're forbidden to go tomorrow. Val yelech means it's the same thing as bal yachal, but val yelech means you're forbidden to go tomorrow. So the mashmah, so the making over here is that it's mutter for him to eat the bread today, and we're just going to be choshes that tomorrow he's not going to go. The isser is for tomorrow. It's a kasha Rabbi Yehuda. Why should he eat today? Should be concerned about the tanai. So the Gemara says, mikatani ochel. Does it say that he's mutter to eat the bread today? It's achal katani. But even if he ate the bread today, then he has to be. Then he's, if he goes tomorrow, he gets a violation. That's all it is over there.
Why did he bring this case up again?
It's the same thing over again. The Gemara says, well, I'm going to, maybe because now, because the Gemara says, halach, this safeness price says, if he went the next day, harei zeb val yachal devaro, so then he violates val yachal and mafreya for eating the bread the day before. So the Gemara says, mehalech lo v'kashla Rav Yehuda. I'm not exactly sure where the Gemara gets this question from, but it says halach he violates tomorrow, but mehaleich it doesn't say. That's a kares Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the sefer of the Mishnah should have said she mehaleich is not b'vayachal devaro because he never ate the thing the day before.
Then he could go.
Right, so he should be able to go. So therefore, when he says halach b'vayachal, it's mashma that he ate it the day before. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's not allowed to eat it the day before. Okay, so he's not allowed to. So the Gemara is actually be the answer. He's not allowed to, but if he did, he did. But Rabbi Yehuda says no. Oh, Rabbi Yehuda, who had in the lesson of Mehalech? It should be permitted to go. He should be permitted to go on day two because he never violated on day one. But I think Tana Reisha Achal, the low misty leochel, safe Tana safe for Halach. Since the Reisha said Achal, the safe is going to say Halach. The safe is to keep. I think the answer is simply to be like we said before. He did, and therefore, if he walks on day two, he violates Yachal. Okay. Next case is the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Your case." Ha'omer le'ishto. Right. The Mishnah said, "What was the Mishnah's case?" Ha'omer le'isho or ishto. Koneim shani misham sheikh. I make a neder that I'm not going to have tashmish with you. It's by Yachal Devaro, right? So he says, I'm not allowed to get tashmish with you. Is also to be like a karban. He's not allowed to have beer with her. The Gemara says, wait a second, how is that possible? V'ha mishtabid lo midoraisa. He's a chiyah midoraisa. Shekshus ha'ona. Lo yigra. He has a chiyah to do that.
Did we just say the case of Hana? Is that the same? Does it include tashmish?
No.
What's the difference? What mitzvah midoraisa is there for her to get benefit from me?
Tashmish is not included in that?
No.
Why?
Because it's not. So we'll let's read the Gemara.
No, I'm saying, why is that?
Let's read the Gemara. You asked the question before. Let's read the Gemara. We'll get to it. So, v'ha mishtabi la midaraisa. He has a chiv midaraisa. D'chsev, sheiraksu savan osa lo yigra. Ona says tashmish. The Baal is obligated min a Torah, meaning he has a shibud daraisa to give her tashmish, and he can't asher the tashmish on him, because that's like ossering your friends, your Gemara is us to you. I can't say that. You have a Sheba, that's yours. So you have a Sheba that I to have Tashmish to the wife. I can't answer that to you. So the answer is also, he goes, Be'omer hanos Tashmishach alai. meaning I'm asering to me the hana that I get from your tashmish. Which that yes, it turns out that now I'm not allowed to have tashmish with you, but the focus is not on my obligation to you. The focus is on me. You meaning the wife. The focus is on me. He's making the net there. He tashmishich, your tashmish on me. Tashmishich with the top. It's in the keva. He says that your tashmish, the hana that I get from your tashmish is usher, from the tashmish I have with you is usher to me. So I'm not uprooting with my words. I'm not uprooting the obligation I have to have tashmish with my wife. I'm just saying that I'm not allowed to get benefit from it. Semantics.
That's two contradictory things.
It's not contradictory at all. It's not contradictory at all. It's not contradictory. It's just it's one. It leads into the other. Correct. It's not a contradiction. It will lead to it. But the problem with the neder is, what are you focusing on? The focus of a neder cannot be on something that I'm obligated to do. The focus here is on the benefit I'm getting from it.
Correct.
So yes, inevitably, invariably, it's going to lead to the fact that I'm not going to be able to do what I'm obligated to, But my neder didn't focus on that.
So he does something.
So what?
He does something that's not natural. Then it will be okay. If he gets no hana from it, it's okay.
If he gets no hana from it, but I guess that's the Gemara says. The Gemara says,
don't enjoy it.
He says, "V'ha lo ko nichale." He says, "But Omer Hanaz Tashmich Zolai, V'ha lo kanichale besat betashmish." And he doesn't want to get hana, and therefore the neder is chal. Okay, so the Gemara says the Amar of Kahana, because Rav Kahana says now the same way that Rav Kahana brought it down the other way, where she makes the neder. The Amar of Kahana Tashmishi Alayich, right? You cannot have Tashmish with me. She says Tashmish Alayich Kofena Som Misham Shato. You force her. He can be with her. Tishi Ubi Mishabile. You what?
Help you down.
Whatever it is, you force her to have it, or you tell her. It doesn't make a difference. You say your neder is not chal. And he can have tashmish with you.
What's his case? I'm sorry.
She makes the neder. She says, "I'm not." She says, "I'm a neder that you're not allowed to get. You have tashmish with me." She says, "You have tashmish with her." So we say kofenos so. But if she says hanaz tashmish echalai, the benefit, the pleasure I get from the tashmish should be ushered to me, right? That
to me,
she's taking the neder. It says alai.
Can she mochel her? She gets me mochel her.
Made for it.
What? Why can she mochel her right to have a tashmish? That's her prerogative, isn't it? Why can't she say that?
No, because he has a right also to tashmish. The meshubah to each other. Here says the shubah mishabile. The ishah is meshubah to the baba tashmish as well. So the answer is over there is hanos tashmish echalai aser sheim achlin lo adam dava aser lo. If you say that the benefit that I'll get from it because also to me, then the neder is chal. So to here is a case of where he says the benefit that I get from the hana from the tashmish is also to me. So let's look at the Ran. Ran has a few questions. He says number one, the first wide line of the Ran, of the wider lines. He says im tomar v'ha hai neder de rabbanu. Only can be a neder de rabbanan the hana is tashmish leshuv mamasha. We said a neder has to be chal on something that's a chifas. It has to be chal on an object. Hana is an intangible object, item. So hana is intangible. So the hana that I get from the tashmish is aser. What type of neder d'oraisa is that? There's nothing. There's no davar shalish b'mamish. It's the same thing as sleep.
You just said you can't let go. We just said that the first case, the whole day was about the hana. The wife can't have hana from him until Pesach. What's that? It has mamish, mamashes.
Yeah, because there's food items. There's clothing.
This is just hana,
the benefit that I feel, the enjoyment, the pleasure of the tashmish. Pleasure is an intangible item. You can't measure it.
We do in psychological, some people do.
Utilitarianisms, maybe. Who is the most benefit? That's what you're supposed to do. Yeah, Bentham. But it's not. It's an intangible item, right? So how can that, if that's a neder d'rabbanan, how can that uproot the chiyuv d'oraisa? So he answers, in chanam you can. He says, you go down another two lines. V'yesh lomar, the cave of the nidra, miya chayil, mimeila pakele hanach mitzvahs. Once the nidra is chayil, then mimeila, the mitzvah goes away. The chachamim masim la'akadav b'nator b'shei b'altaisa. Because it's a shev b'altaisa, the chachamim have the power to be okay, dav b'nitoraisa, b'shev b'altaisa.
What's that answer?
Shev b'altaisa always applies when it comes to mitzvah. I don't know. Okay. It says, v'im tomar, I think it's got addressed what you mentioned before, v'im tomar, if he says that I cannot get the hana from your tashmish, why is it aser? Mitzvahs are not, there's no benefit from the mitzvahs. Right? You're not mitzvahs lalel henos nitnu.
You're not supposed to, but we said this before, but you did.
But there's no, he's saying that mitzvah.
You're not supposed to.
I hear you.
But the Messiah says you did.
So maybe that's the answer. He says, "V'ham mitzvah lavel henos nitnu." So he says, "Yesh lomar dechiyam mina mitzvah lavel henos nitnu." When do I say the mitzvah lavel henos nitnu? Hani mila lomar she'en kiyum a mitzvah chashuv hana. It's not considered hana. It's not considered, like, if I say that you're not allowed to get, you're not. Oh, I don't have the answers. And he says, "V'ham mikol makom imahani gufe b'hadei demikayim mitzvah hana mikri." Right, it's not considered like legal hana, but it's still physical hana. I don't know what that answer is. I'm not sure what the distinction of the answer is. Mishum hachi arminan, and that's why I say in Rosh Hashanah, hano dar noa mina mayan. If I say I'm not allowed to get hana from the spring, tova babi mos hakeshamim, I'm still allowed to go into the mikvah there during the rainy season because it's too cold. I'm not really getting benefit from it. Aval lo bimos hachamim, not in the summer I can't go because I'll get benefit. Ah, he's doing a mitzvah. Yeah, like you always said, bottom line is, yeah, you're doing the mitzvah, but you're still getting this feeling of benefit.
So when somebody would say you can't asur hana on my lulav or whatever, right, and then you use it, it probably wouldn't be a problem. It's what saying mitzvah lab lahanis then.
You say, "Also, you're not allowed to get
difference between that." And
so you're not allowed to get hana from my possessions,
right.
And then you pick up the lulav. Pick up the lulav. Well, you have permission to pick up the lulav. That's number
day,
one.
Whatever, yeah.
On the second day, you pick.
So well, that's it. Mitzvah,
right.
This is a different situation.
So when we say, "If I'm not allowed to learn." Can you still? Does that chal? Can you still learn? Right. Get the shmak from learning.
Only
on Tisha B'Av, maybe. Right, I don't know. It's not, I mean, like, I think these are not, this is not a 40% Gemara. I think everyone understands what the Gemara says. He's subconscious of what the Gemara is talking about. It's not a 40% Gemara. I think it's 100%. I think it's 100% Gemara, and then you have to learn and figure in the Rishonim and figure out what's going on here.
Why does it include
Tashmas
the first case?
Why Hana not include Tashmas?
In the first time he says, right. Hana, not for me.
So maybe it means you're not allowed to get Hana from my possessions. Maybe that's what it means. Maybe that's what it means. You're not like enough for my possessions. What are the cases that he says?
You're not enough for me, period. Why is the Gemara saying, well, wait, but Tashmish is Mechuyiv to him?
Yeah, I know, but isn't he Mechuyiv also to provide her with items?
Yeah, I don't care.
Why is the Tashmish the only one that he has an obligation for? It's not just Ona, it's Sherksus and Ona.
Yeah, how can you say that again?
So maybe he provides her with the stuff that she had to begin with, and she can't get anything additional.
Additional? That means he provided first, and she's getting enough from his.
So from here on in, you can't get another from me. And when I gave it to you, it's yours.
Right, that means we can't have relations. But that,
so you're saying that's already included in the. I hear. I don't know.
Okay, question.